The British Museum, one of the world's most esteemed cultural establishments, has confirmed the theft of several items from its collection this year, sparking significant concern within the artistic and cultural community. Among the stolen items are gold jewelry, semi-precious stones, and glassware dating from the 15th century BC to the 19th century AD. In an unprecedented case, the British Museum, one of the world's most renowned cultural institutions, confirmed on Wednesday the theft of several valuable items from its collection. The museum, famed for housing treasures such as the Rosetta Stone and the Parthenon marbles, is currently in turmoil following this incident. George Osborne, chair of the institution, voiced his deep concern at a press conference held in the wake of the revelations. "The recovery of the stolen items is our utmost priority," he stated. In response to this incident, several measures have been initiated, including alerting the police, implementing emergency security procedures, and launching an independent investigation to shed light on this unexpected event. According to information provided by the museum, the stolen items are primarily small pieces stored in the reserves, not recently displayed to the public. These items include gold jewelry, semi-precious stones, and glassware ranging from the 15th century BC to the 19th century AD. Hartwig Fischer, the museum's director, also shared his dismay. "This is an entirely atypical incident for our institution." However, he sought to reassure the public, stating that drastic measures have been implemented to prevent such an occurrence from happening again. The museum has even sought external expertise to inventory the missing or damaged pieces. The severity of the situation led to disciplinary actions against a museum employee. Legal proceedings have been initiated, and the Metropolitan Police's Financial Crime Division in London has taken up the case. Established in 1753, the British Museum attracts millions of visitors annually with its eclectic collections. However, in recent years, the institution has been at the heart of controversies concerning the origins of some of its items, which have been claimed by countries such as Greece for the Parthenon marbles and Benin for its bronzes. Despite these tensions, the British government remains steadfast in its stance on the legality of these acquisitions, especially the acquisition of the Parthenon frieze by diplomat Lord Elgin. This latest incident once again raises questions about the security and management of historical and cultural artifacts in major global museums. The international community eagerly awaits the results of the ongoing investigation.